According to a report on CNBC on April 7th, Google and G Suite specifically have now reached 6 million paying customers as of March 2020. That announcement was made by Javier Salerto. He was formerly at Microsoft. He was the VP of their Office product group. He joined in October of 2019. He's now the VP and GM of G Suite. And he made this announcement that they have now reached 6 million paying businesses. So to put that in context, in February of 2019, they were at 5 million. In that announcement, they noted that that was a million growth from a year ago. So if you think about this, what that means is they're basically growing a million users per year. The other thing that was announced was that Google Meet, which is part of G Suite, they've had 25x more use since January. You know, Google Meet competes with Teams, competes with WebEx, competes with Zoom. So I suspect those Google numbers to go up even more. The other interesting thing, recent announcement, is that Google has decided that Hangouts Chat, it's now Google Chat, at least in the enterprise G Suite offering. So they've gotten rid of the Hangouts brand. It's important if you're an enterprise customer, and based on the customers that we're working right now, Google is becoming more and more of a viable, at least, option to consider when you are a Microsoft Office 365 customer, you have a renewal, and you're trying to think about, are there alternatives? Or perhaps you don't even have a renewal coming up and you're in that space. We're seeing that now. And the more G Suite becomes built out, the more it gets continued adoption. Also, I suspect that you're going to start to see at some point a breakout of the G Suite revenue. It'll be another indicator for the market about the success of that solution. There is interest by businesses to consider Google. And so if you're considering it as well, now's the time to prepare. But you have to give yourself enough time, especially if you're a Microsoft customer. You have to approach the process correctly. And they're starting to dig in and protect their space by making it harder to move away from Office 365. By putting shinier, deeper discounts for those customers that have yet to adopt. By putting aggressive discounts on the table to get first-line worker community adoption. That's the user base, the deskless user base that Google is focusing on as a way to penetrate those enterprises. And so when you see these reports of growth, when you see, as we do, the way that Microsoft is treating their customers that is behaviorally trying to keep out Google, this is all very important. And I suspect that this is only going to continue to ramp as Google continues to become not just enterprise ready, but truly an enterprise solution when you think G Suite as well as GCP.